My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I can tell you right now, one of the things that's been going on at the University of Florida is they're kind of striking it pretty good here in the recruiting. They just got a commitment from 5-star receiver Vernell Brown III. His dad and his granddad both attended the University of Florida, both went to Gainesville High. Vernell is now at Orlando Jones, and we are happy to have Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun, who does a tremendous job with us. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time and coming on a few minutes early with us.
No problem, Larry. Yeah, it's certainly Vernell Brown Jr., the third, a big get for the Gators at wide receiver. And, you know, they kind of had a good last weekend here with a cookout in Gainesville, not only for the 2025 kids, but for the 2026 kids as well.
Yeah. Talk about that, because I think, you know, they're used to, if I'm not mistaken, over the last couple of years, they had that Friday night lights to kind of end things out, where it was just another, you know, camp sort of situation. But I think what happened is they probably found out that these kids throughout the month of June and into the early part of July have gone to enough camps.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and they did the 7-on-7 tournament in June, I think, which certainly was productive, Larry. But, you know, Demetrius Samuel Jr., a guy from Palm Bay, who's actually considering, you know, reclassifying to 2025 as a 2026 kid from Syracuse. He had a really good visit over the weekend as well. And, you know, certainly is a guy that you know, and Ben Hanks Jr., 2025 kid, you know, who's a legacy for Florida, is another player, another recruit who kind of enjoyed his weekend here. So I think there's hope, Larry, that, you know, Florida's made some inroads there.
Yeah, no doubt. Talking to Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun, what else has been positive in the offseason? Because I know, you know, there's a lot of people want to be criticism, you know, criticize what Coach Napier's doing and some of the other kids. They play, if not the toughest, one of the toughest schedules in the country this year. They're building, obviously, over the last couple of years. They're getting the pieces together. What's it going to take for them to maybe get over the hump? Wins 8 games, you know, I mean, because I know that's a very, very tough schedule ahead.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're hoping that the experience, you know, 14 starters returning over 41,000 snaps, a little more physical maturity, the fact that they had to rely on so many freshmen, particularly on defense. I mean, Jordan Castell, you know, a kid, you know, in the Orlando area starting as a true freshman, led the team in tackles, but probably still as a true freshman playing safety in the SEC, probably, you know, still took some lumps in terms of, you know, kind of being the last line of defense there and missing tackles and so forth. So I think him being a year stronger, a year older, a year more experienced, you know, you've got some young guys on the secondary. You know, I know that, you know, Devin Moore is someone, you know, who's had some injury issues at corner, that looks a lot physically mature and a lot ready to play in the SEC this year as a junior. And he'll be opposite Jason Marshall Jr. And I think that's going to be a pretty good, you know, cornerback tandem if Moore can stay healthy, Moore the kid from Naples, and help shore up the secondary a little bit, which was another issue, particularly giving up long pass plays. So I think there's that, and certainly Billy Napier and Graham Mertz, you're two together. A big reason why Napier said that he kept the play calling was because he wanted to keep the continuity with Mertz, and he feels like, you know, they could take the offense to another level. And certainly they were scoring a lot of points in November. The only problem is they were giving up a lot of points as well.
You take a look at this team, and you mentioned Graham Mertz. They've got a stud on the horizon in DJ Lagway, a quarterback. How's that gone? Has it been a good student-teacher little relationship?
I'd say so far so good. And I think that, you know, Shamar James mentioned at Florida Football Media Day recently that you can always see that DJ is kind of absorbing and taking things in from Graham as he goes. And it's really interesting, too, because Graham, you know, he's a very bright kid, very, you know, into the playbook, into the offense. And I think DJ is learning that aspect of preparation that's involved in being a quarterback. But, man, you watch DJ in the spring game or you watch him at workouts, the kid's got, you know, so many physical gifts, the arm, legs, ability to scramble. He's going to be a fun guy to watch in the future. And you never know. I mean, I think Billy Napier talked a lot about trust with ball security with him. And, you know, he did throw one interception in the spring game. He also threw two touchdowns. And he, I believe, had some interception issues, even maybe in some close scrimmages before that. But, you know, if they can trust him with the ball and he shows that during the spring, I mean, I could see them sprinkling him in there, and particularly the dual threat capability with him at 6'2", 240. You know, maybe a little Tebow leak thing there from back in 2006 where you bring him in some short yardage situations, keep the defense guessing a little bit, and he could get you a short yard here or there in a wildcat situation and add another weapon to that offense.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you got going on as far as the rest of it? You got camp starting this week, and then the opener against Miami. How excited is everybody for that opener?
Yes, people are around here are very excited about, you know, the chance for the Canes to come back to Gainesville again. It's been a while. You know, I believe that they've been here since 2008 was the last time that they played in the Swamp. And certainly that was a year where Florida was dominant and they pretty much shut Miami down in that game, as I recall, you know, beat them in a convincing fashion. So
yeah.
I think they're excited, and camp starts on Wednesday. Larry, it'll be a month out, and I know there's, you know, I just did a five storylines to watch during camp, so if you want to read it on Gainesville.com and Gatorsports.com, feel free.
Good stuff. How can they follow you on social media? You just gave them the website to read all your stuff. What about social media-wise?
Yeah, at Kevin Rockway, G1.
Good stuff. That was simple. Kevin, I can't thank you enough for stepping in this evening. Tremendous job. You and I will talk a lot during the season, I'm sure. And it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be a really interesting season ahead, a lot of development. I think there's some really, really good games coming up for Florida. And I think they're going to surprise some people.
Yeah, Larry, it should be a fascinating season and, you know, a big one for Billy Napier in year three. If you remember, things turned for Mike Norvell in year three in FSU, and I think Florida fans are kind of hoping that, you know, maybe they could have that same kind of magic and take a step forward. It's a difficult schedule, but, you know, if you can get to 7 or 8 wins with this schedule, it certainly would be progress and get to a bowl game and maybe take some momentum into year four with DJ Lagway as your starting quarterback.
Good stuff. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway, Gainesville Sun, tremendous job. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll take you right up until the top of the hour.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.